Hello? Can you hear me? No, I'm not behind you. I'm beside you. Well, beside your reality, at least. Your brain suggests the term alternate universe? Sorry. I latched onto your mind somehow, as I became trapped between worlds. It's so hard to travel between universes. Mass is so difficult to transfer. That's why I travel as just a seed, with all the memories of my parents. Of course I said seed. What else would... Oh, you're a mammal. A mammal became the dominant species on your world? That is unexpected. And troubling, not just philosophically, but also for my arrival purposes. I am a... Well, what your brain would classify as a plant, but far more evolved than what your world is used to. We're not too different in general shape and appearance, but my kind reproduces by releasing our seeds into the winds between worlds. Normally, I would ask for permission to graft myself onto a host plant, being in a new universe, and regrow that way. That won't work here. And my time is running out. I never considered that it was a meat thing I was in contact with. Now, I am far too committed to transfer. Is there some plant matter nearby? There may be something compatible for me. I have some ideas, even though they may not work. No, none of that will work. Flowers. Something floral. That's what I need. Do you have something floral? No, you do. I sense it. In that cabinet behind you? That... What's that? Vanilla beans? But they're not a bean. No, this is definitely floral. Take them outside with you. I need access to soil and biomass and water. This is good. Dig a small hole in the grass here. Put one of the pods in. And I need some of your DNA. This vanilla bean is not complex enough of a life form to allow me to grow properly. Merged with my seed and your genetic information, that will help. Just a few drops of your sap will do. Or, as a meat thing, it would be your blood? Thank you. Just a drop or two will do. I'm already merging my seed with the vanilla pod. Now push the dirt back over me. I will require water. And lots of it. Yes. So thirsty. And hungry. I'm growing. Sending roots to gather nutrients from the soil and the lesser plant life nearby. But look, my shoot pushes out of the dirt, growing like nothing you've ever seen, I imagine. Growing taller, not unlike the plant whose form I have co-opted. Now a single flower on the vine, and within the flower, a pod. Not much different than the one you buried. but it keeps growing, far bigger than it should. Hundreds of times bigger, dwarfing the rest of the plant. The rest of the vegetation around us withers, but this pod grows stronger. The pod turns a little translucent. Can you see my new body outlined inside? I'm growing in a matter of minutes, burning through the nutrients and other plant life in a growing area around us. And now this body emerges from the pod. I must speak to you mentally still, in the way of my people, as even this modified body does not have lungs. But it looks fairly human otherwise, does it not? A feminine face, long flowing strands of what could be hair, breasts, even if they are for show. Womanly curves throughout, and these long legs, a flower of a different sort. A flower that needs to be pollinated. Please, you've helped me so far. This is literally a matter of life and death. I may not survive this as it is. This has never been tried before. You must merge your genetic coding with this body's coding. There is a reason mammals are dominant in this world. The rules of your universe and the environment of this planet favors animals. I don't have long to adapt to it. Take me in your arms. Don't I feel like one of your women? We're close enough, at least. And if I don't smell quite like an animal, at least I've retained the scent of the vanilla pod. You must have found that pleasant. Why else would you have kept it around? These lips. This body does not eat like an animal. Nor does it breathe like one either. These lips serve but one function now. To kiss you. And these breasts. I saw in your mind that they are valued among your species. They are not here to feed my young. They are only here for your pleasure. So please enjoy them. Yes, I moan psychically. Don't make a big deal of it. If you want to hear more moans in your mind, then touch me between my legs. Do you feel my nectar on your fingers? Run them along my petals now and stimulate me to prepare me for your animal mating practices. Now lay me down on the damp earth there. This is all the bed I need. Now what I need is you, if my existence is to continue in this world. You must mate with me and give me the genetic material I need to complete my adaptation to your crazy universe. Now, lie with me. I have seen from your mind the ways of your reproduction. They scare me a little, but they also intrigue me. It's so direct. The way the male inserts himself into the female. Like you are about to do now. Oh. Ah. Oh. This is not so bad as I had thought. think I could get used to the ways of animals. But if I am to do that, you must complete mating with me. Oh. So please drive your cock, I think is the word, between my petals. Oh. Oh. More, please. I started this for your DNA. But there is enough animal in me that I am enjoying the act, too. This is such a new and wonderful experience for me. Even if our attempt to save me fails, I will have known this pleasure before I die. Oh. Now I feel such stimulation. I've never felt it before. Plants do not need orgasms, but now I want one so badly. And I feel it building. Building. Yes. Oh, please. We did it. We made it, as mammals do. But was it enough? Get off me, you lovely animal, and give me room. I feel this body fading. All of the vitality is being sucked out of it. It could not last long in your world. Cover me with dirt as best as you can. Give me the embrace of the earth around me one last time. Let this body rest as it should. Thank you. This body served me well in its short time. It served us both well. But all things end. Wait! Don't go away. You misunderstand. Pull the earth aside now. In the body, peel it open. It is just a husk now, and should come off easily. There. I am free with my new body, which we made together. This form is more mammal, almost fully human, as you can see. I have lungs. I can speak. Although we are still linked telepathically, too. I have human parts now, and can flourish in your world. Help me up. Your touch feels so different now. Animal senses are so much stronger than plant ones. My sense of smell is so strong. I still have the scent of vanilla plant in this body, but also that of your women in it. And my other senses are just as strong. It makes me wonder what the mating would be like in this form. I would like for you to show me that. If you don't mind teaching me more about what it is like to be almost human.